From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Central Italy has been rocked by another strong earthquake, the latest since a deadly quake in August. Italy's civil protection authority says the powerful 6.6 magnitude quake Sunday morning brought down buildings in numerous places across the area. There were reports of minor injuries. The 14th century Basilica of St. Benedict in the Umbrian-walled mountain town of Norcia crumbled, leaving only its facade. Benedictine monks prayed before the ruins. The rumblings of Sunday's earthquake were felt as far north as Bozzano near the Austrian border and as far south as the Puglia region at the southern tip of the Italian peninsula. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has called the timing of the FBI's announcement that it's assessing new evidence in her case unprecedented and deeply troubling. Clinton spoke Saturday at a campaign appearance in Daytona, Florida.
We can't let this election in the last 10 days be about the noise and the distractions. It's got to be about what kind of country we want for ourselves, our children, and our grandchildren.
FBI Director James Comey said in a letter to lawmakers Friday that new emails have surfaced that are related to Clinton's case, despite an FBI tradition of avoiding controversial actions in the days leading up to an election. Please look at our website at www.voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. government monitoring agency says Afghanistan's security forces battling the resurgent Taliban have suffered around 15,000 casualties, including 5,523 fatalities in the first 8 months of 2016. The agency is also warned of eroding gains the war-shattered country has made with the help of the international community. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, in its quarterly report published Sunday, noted the Afghan government lost 2.2% territorial control during this year's fighting. Australia's parliament is set to vote on a plan that would ban any refugees who arrive in the country by boat from ever obtaining a visa to live there or even visit or establish a business. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said the lifetime ban is being enacted to deter smugglers who bring the migrants to Australia.
A generous humanitarian program, a harmonious multicultural society, depends on the Australian government being in control of its borders. And it depends on us sending a united and concerted answer to the people smugglers that if they seek to bring people to Australia, those passengers will never settle in this country.
However, while the proposed legislation is supposedly aimed at stopping the smugglers, it's the thousands of refugees from Africa, Asia, and the Middle East who will be directly affected. The new law would impact boat people who were sent by July 19, 2013, to one of Australia's offshore processing camps on the Pacific islands of Nauru or Papua New Guinea's Manus. Canberra already bans them from resettling in Australia, even if they're found to be actual refugees. Instead, the government gives the asylum seekers the options of returning home, making a life on one of the processing camp islands, or going to a third country. Turkey has dismissed more than 10,000 civil servants as the government continues its crackdown following a failed coup in July. News of the removal of the academics, teachers, and health workers was published late Saturday. Turkey has already ousted more than 80,000 civil servants and arrested more than 30,000 in connection with the coup. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly accused cleric Fethullah Gulen of being behind the coup attempt that left at least 270 people dead. South Korea's president, who's in the middle of an influence-peddling scandal, accepted the resignation of several of her top aides Sunday. A presidential spokesman said Park Geun-hye accepted the resignations of her chief of staff and others. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.